when about 40 days had passed, which I had taken as such from those words that the Lord had spoken, for a certain given time, and which I had related to the confessor in this way, the sufferings continued to surprise me every day, and he was forced to come every day. The confessor began to give me the obedience no longer to be in that state, and he added that if I fell into sufferings, he would not come any more. On my part, I felt most ready to do the obedience. My nature especially wanted to be freed of being in bed continuously, which, as beautiful as it was always bad. Having to subject myself to everyone, even in the most repugnant and necessary things of nature, and being forced to tell them to others, is a true sacrifice. So, my nature did its office, and felt all consoled in receiving this obedience, while my soul was ready to do the obedience and ready to remain in bed if the Lord wanted it so, because I had begun to experience how good he had been with me, and that true resignation can change the nature of things, turning bitter into sweet. When he gave me the obedience no longer to stay in bed, I began to resist, and I said to the Lord, "What can I do? I can no longer stay, for obedience does not want it. If you want, give light to the confessor, and then I will be ready to do what you want." And I spent one entire night clashing with the Lord. And when he would come, I would say to him, "My dear Jesus, have patience. Do not come, for obedience does not permit that you make me share in the sufferings." Up until the morning, I won. I felt I was inside myself and free of sufferings, when, in one instant, the Lord came and drew me so much to himself that I could not resist him. I lost consciousness, and I found myself together with him, but so clasped to him that as much opposition as I made, I could not detach myself from Jesus. Being with Jesus, I felt all annihilated, and I felt a certain blushing for the many reproaches I had given him during the night. I said to him, "Holy Spouse, forgive me. It is the confessor that wants it so." And he told me, "Do not fear. When it is because obedience, I do not get offended." He continued, "Come, come to me. Today is the new year. I want to give you a present." That morning was precisely the first day of the year. So he drew his most pure lips to mine and poured a most sweet milk. He kissed me. He took a ring from within his side and said to me, "Today I want to show you the ring I have prepared for you for when I espouse you." Then he told me, "Tell the confessor that it is my will that you continue to stay in bed. And as a sign that it is I, tell him that there is a war between Italy and Africa. And if he gives you the obedience to continue to suffer, I will not let them do anything on either side. They will reconcile." In the very act of his speaking these words, I felt surrounded by sufferings, as if by a garment, and I was unable to free myself by myself. I thought to myself, "What will the confessor say?" But it was no longer in my power. That milk which Jesus had poured into me produced in me such love for him that I felt myself languishing. And I felt such satiety and sweetness that after the confessor came, and I came round from that state, and the family brought me food, I felt so full that the food would not go down. But in order to do the obedience, which wanted it so, I took a little bit, and immediately I was forced to bring it up, but mixed with that sweet milk that Jesus had given me. And Jesus, almost joking, told me, "What I gave you was not enough? You're not content yet?" I blushed all over, but immediately I said to him, "What can I do? It's the obedience." When the confessor came, he started to get upset, telling me that I was disobedient. Or he would say to me, "It is an illness. If it were something from God, he would have let you obey. Therefore, instead of calling the confessor, you should call the doctors." When he finished speaking, I told him everything that the Lord had said to me, as I said above, and he told me that it was true that there was a war between Africa and Italy. "We'll see if nothing happens." And so he was persuaded to let me continue to suffer.